So in the Anti-Terrorism Act, the act means committing which is likely to cause loss of human life or serious bodily harm, damage to property, and prejudice to national security, which is basically what the gangs have been doing. And there are other parts of the act that shows about anyone who participates as an accomplice, anyone who commits a terrorist act by directly or indirectly influencing persons who organize or direct the officers, direct the individuals, persons who might make available financial support. So by doing this, you don't just target the guy with the 35 with the automatic weapon, but his core gang member, the person who is in charge of the gang, the persons who import the weapons, and even the politicians who sometimes give these gangs $5 million state contracts to build a box ring that really costs $50,000, and they use the profit to buy more sophisticated assault weapons.